With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
In every conversation, make as much about the other person as it is about you. It's called paying it forward, and that's a theme of this show. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business. And I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And Get Down to Business, you can find out who's going to be on next week on that website as well, shalomklein.com. While you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. We've got a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. First up, we have the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Pete Hoekstra, who's going to be joining us talking about his new book called Architects of Disaster. But remember, Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. And I'm on every morning on AM 560, The Answer, at 7:30 a.m. with your business tip of the week. So don't forget to tune into that. Once again, we're thrilled to be joined by Pete Hoekstra, the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Pete, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Fantastic. So you wrote this book, Architects of Disaster, The Destruction of Libya, which is a fascinating subject. I had the good fortune of reading your book. And tell me, you obviously have a lot of background in public service, and you having formerly chaired the Intelligence Committee, you understand what's going on in Libya and really around the world. But what caused you to actually write this book?
Well, back in 2003, I was serving on the Intelligence Committee. I had the opportunity. One of my colleagues came up to me and said, "Hey, Pete, do you want to go visit Gaddafi in Libya?" And it's kind of like, no, not really. He said, no, I'm serious. There's indications that this guy wants to flip sides, that he actually wants to establish good relationships with the United States. So I went. I had the opportunity to meet with Gaddafi two more times. So in a period of about 6-7 years, I met with Gaddafi on three different occasions, totaling about 5.5-6 hours of meetings with him. And he really was sincere. He changed his stripes. He became a guy that paid reparations to the victims of Libya's previous acts of terrorism. This was a guy that turned over his nuclear weapons program, actually put it in crate, shipped it to the United States, and now, sits in a warehouse. For those of you who are familiar with the Indiana Jones series, it's in a warehouse now, probably sitting next to the Ark of the Covenant somewhere. And then he became an ally with us fighting radical jihadists. So this was a guy and a country that became an ally of the United States, anchoring northern Africa as a place that was not safe for radical jihadists. This president, this Secretary of State, took this success story and totally ruined it, decided that Gaddafi had to go. Libya is now an exporter of jihadist fighters. It is an exporter of jihadist ideology, and it is an exporter of weapons throughout northern Africa and the Middle East.
We're chatting with Pete Hoekstra, the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Pete, would it be fair to say that all of the issues in the Middle East somehow all in some way or another connect to each other, and that this switch of sides in Libya has contributed to the humanitarian crisis really across the Middle East in Syria and Iraq?
Oh, absolutely, because what happened, as you're reading the book, there's every indication that the weapons and fighters in Libya, once they were done overthrowing Gaddafi, they moved over through Turkey into Syria. They became the core of what we now know as ISIS. So it's the humanitarian crisis, it's the instability in Syria and Iraq, it's the caliphate. Going now as far as saying the fighters that are there are probably responsible in one way or another linked to the takedown of the Russian plane last week.
And this has built up over time with the financing and the weapons transfer. So my question to you, Pete, is there hope to get out of this? Meaning, is the damage done, and a future president, a future secretary of state, a future leader in our armed forces, can we recover from this?
Oh, absolutely, we can recover. It's not going to be easy. We have to learn the lessons from the good things and the bad things that happened in the Bush administration, the good and the bad things that happened in the Obama administration. But the biggest lesson we have to learn is that these radical jihadist groups, we can't trust them, we can't work with them, we can't manage them. They want to destroy our way of life. And once we come to that realization, we will be able to confront them, contain them, and ultimately defeat them, but it will be a long and difficult fight.
We're chatting with Pete Hoekstra, the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Fascinating, fascinating take on the situation in Libya and its contribution to the humanitarian crisis across the Middle East. Again, the book is called Architects of Disaster, The Destruction of Libya. So, Pete, a couple of questions for you. Since you've left office, what have you been up to?
I spent a little bit of time lobbying, but really I'm spending the vast majority of my time now working with an organization called the Investigative Project on Terrorism. It was founded by Steve Emerson roughly 20 years ago. It has really focused primarily on the threat of what we call silent jihad, these groups moving into the United States and, infiltrating the United States and slowly trying to establish a base and a foothold to establish, the kind of crisis that we see in Europe today, but they're trying to do it right here in the United States. So I'm working on that with Steve Emerson and the Investigative Project on Terrorism.
Well, you traveled a lot on the Intelligence Committee and throughout your public service. What was actually your favorite place to visit? I'm just going to go on a limb and assume it wasn't visiting Gaddafi in Libya.
No, it wasn't. The Middle East is a fascinating place. I wish everybody would have the opportunity to go there. But traveling to places, going to Jordan, having the opportunity of going to a place like Petra, from a pure sightseeing was fascinating. But, I think probably the most interesting place that I went, I had the opportunity while our troops were fighting, and, they're still there, but traveling to Afghanistan, it's a phenomenal, from a physical standpoint, it is a phenomenally beautiful place. The people are great. So being in Afghanistan and being able to fly around that country was a wonderful experience.
That's incredible. And again, we're talking with the author of Architects of Disaster, The Destruction of Libya, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Pete Hoekstra. And Pete, switching gears from international subject to a domestic issue and something that obviously is near and dear to all of our listeners, you got to know Paul Ryan before he was Speaker Ryan. And I'm curious what your crystal ball is telling you. How will he do on all of these issues facing our country?
I think Paul's going to be a great speaker. I first met Paul in the mid-90s. He was still a staff worker working for then-Congressman Sam Brownback, who's now the governor of Kansas. Paul's a bright guy. He's an articulate guy. He is a policy wonk. So I think what he will be talking about is he'll hopefully be a very articulate spokesperson for conservatives and what our message is. And I think people were looking at 2016 and saying the House and House Republicans may be a liability to our opportunity to win the White House in 2016. I think Paul Ryan is going to turn that around, and as he leads the House will become an asset to whoever the Republican nominee is for president.
Well, the man has a lot to say on a lot of subjects, and Pete, I'd love to have you back on the program. Appreciate your comments on the situation in the Middle East. The author, once again, of Architects of Disaster, Pete Hoekstra. Pete, how can people buy your book and learn more about your work?
The book is available on Amazon, both in paperback and in a Kindle version. We'd love to have him go there for a number of days. We were the number one bestseller under international diplomacy, and we'd like to get back there. So, you know, we've had a very, very good response to the book, but it's available on Amazon.
Yeah, check it out. You could download it. You could purchase it. Architects of Disaster. I did. It's a fantastic read from a fantastically interesting individual. Pete Hoekstra, we look forward to having you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, great. Good to be with you. Thank you.
You got it. Get down to businesses powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. Get down to businesses brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Coming up, we're going to check in with executive business coach and award-winning Vistage share, Dick Smith. Don't touch that dial. We've got so much more information for you. You could get on my website, ShalomKlein.com, to download podcasts from Get Down to Business and find out who's going to be on next on the show. It's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenlos with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Edens from Lake Cook to the junction, it's about a 24-minute ride. The Edens Spur ramp heading eastbound between Waukegan Road on the Tri-State Spur to the Edens Expressway is pretty heavy as well. Kennedy inbound, heavy between the River Toll Plaza and Canfield, also slows down between Foster and Division. O'Hare to downtown is 33 minutes. From the junction takes 15. On the outbound lanes, it slows down between Irving Park Road and the junction. It's also pretty heavy between the junction and Cumberland. Downtown to the junction, 11 to O'Hare, 33. The express lanes are looking okay. Eisenhower inbound, Thorndale to the post office, 41 minutes. From Mannheim takes about 26. Outbound lanes from the post office to Mannheim is 18. To Thorndale is 31 minutes. Tonight, 47 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 60 and cloudy. Currently 61. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You know that no one is a bigger sucker for young love than me.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
Which is why I thought DJ Glinowitz and his father's mistress were going to make it. And they didn't.
Lieutenant Glinowitz, he was going to have his son marry his mistress.
It really takes it to a new, unimaginable level, doesn't it?
I laugh so that I don't cry. This is a bad soap opera skit.
The Glinowitzes, The Sopranos plus Honey Boo Boo.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
If you have sleep apnea, this isn't a radio commercial. It's a gift. The gift of sleeping in total comfort anywhere you want, thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. Because right now, we'll give you the opportunity to try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-775-3319. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend Mini CPAP is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound, giving you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Give yourself the gift of sleeping comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-775-3319. That's 1-800-775-3319.
It's time for the Playmaker Spotlight with executive coach and Vistage chair, Dick Smith.
Well, welcome to the Playmaker Spotlight of the Get Down to Business radio show, where we speak to CEOs and business owners and share their stories and best practices with you. Playmakers is brought to you in part by Vistage, the world's largest CEO advisory board organization, and I'm your host, Dick Smith, the CEO business coach and an award-winning chair for Vistage International. And tonight, I'm very pleased to have as our guest on our program, Sumit Nagawan. Did I get that right?
Almost. Najawan. It's Sumit Nagawan. That's
Nagawan.
Right.
Okay, Sumit Nagawan. Okay, I wanted to make sure I got that right. Who's president of InfoGix? I got that right.
Close. InfoGix.
InfoGix. All right. A little confusing. Headquartered in Naperville, Illinois. From their website, InfoGix's top 10 customers have been with them for more than 20 years. I got that right. Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay. InfoGix provides end-to-end data analysis across industries in financial services, in healthcare, in insurance, media communications, well as other areas. Mm-hmm. By analyzing, processing, and monitoring 100% of data in real time, InfoGix is able to provide proactive and actionable intelligence to manage operational workflows and steps. We're going to ask you more about that. I have a 9-year-old niece that listens to the show, and I like it explained so that she can understand.
We'll make sure she can articulate our message.
There you go. When they ask their customers what they love about working with InfoGix, the answer is always the same: the supportive, common sense, and accessible professionals who invest the time needed to gain a deep understanding of the customer's strategic objectives and how their business operates. So once again, Sumit, welcome, president of InfoGix. Welcome to Playmakers.
Thank you, Dick.
Great. Hey, tell me a little bit about the CNN version of how did the company get started, your role, and so forth. Did you start the firm?
I did not. The company was started by a gentleman named Madhavan Nair about 33 years ago, mm-hmm. who was working as an individual consultant for a local company, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, sure. Mm-hmm. Part of the HCSC group. He did a project for them. He was trying to understand data integrity issues and claims and paying claims, realized that the use is across many different customers, perhaps across many different verticals, and decided to create a software out of it and was entrepreneurial enough to create the company. At that time, it was called Unitech Systems.
And so when did you make the name change to InfoGix?
We changed the company name to InfoGix in 2006. I joined the company in 2004. I was brought in to create our next generation of products and take them to market, mm-hmm. And started running the company about a little over 4 years ago.
Gotcha. So you have, I understand, about, what, 450-plus employees?
Yeah, 450 employees worldwide. We are headquartered, like you mentioned earlier, here in Naperville, mm-hmm. Where almost half our workforce is. We have a couple of offices in India and then offices in Australia and Europe as well.
Mm-hmm. So what do all these people do so that my 9-year-old niece can understand?
A large group of the team develops the software that we provide to our customers. Mm-hmm. So they write the code.
Developers, they write the code.
The developers, they test the code. And make it ready to be consumed by customers. Mm-hmm. And there's a large portion of the company that is responsible for working with the customers so that they can actually use the software in their day-to-day operations.
How would they use that data, the software, for example?
Absolutely. So the kind of customers that we work with, they are very large organization in the industries you mentioned, mm-hmm. large banks, mm-hmm. Large insurance companies. And what happens is when data first comes into these companies, these could be banking transactions, these could be claims. They have to go through many different processes, many different applications before statements are generated for mm-hmm. customers, before reports are generated for regulators, mm-hmm. or before the financials are made public. Mm-hmm. We make sure at every point that data is accurate, consistent, and reliable, and the customer is able to analyze that data to improve and expand their business.
Gotcha. So who would I be at one of those major insurance companies or financial institutions? Who is your customer? CEO? CTO? Who is it?
Absolutely. So most of the time it's either senior operational executives, which could range from VP of finance to VP of claims to perhaps even the chief operating officer. At other times it's the CFO's organization. Again, making sure the financial data that they have is data that they can trust and rely on.
So if I'm one of those C-level people, how are you going to tell me you're going to be different than any? You have competitors, I'm assuming, out there, right? So how are you different than your competitors?
Absolutely. The first thing I'll tell you that we are the only company who let you sleep in peace at night because we are keeping an eye on your data all the time. We keep looking at all the data and in real time. Mm-hmm. Best-in-class software platform that has been around for 30-plus years. A lot of domain expertise that has been sourced from all Fortune 500 customers and the verticals that we play in.
So your ideal customer, what does it look like? Tell me who you'd like to add that you don't have, ideal customer.
Absolutely. So currently we already have, you know, 8 of the top 10 financial services organizations, mm-hmm. 8 of the top 10 insurance companies, and so on and so forth. There are a few large organizations in these verticals that we'd like to go after. Our typical customer is a customer who relies a lot on the data, has a lot of data, and in many cases in a highly regulated industry.
Gotcha. If you're just tuning in, this is the Get Down to Business Playmaker Spotlight, brought to you in part by Vistage International. And we're talking tonight to Sumit Nijhawan, president of Infogix Incorporated. So how important are the people on your staff, recruiting the right people and building a great team? Tell me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. The people on our team are very important to us. They are our strongest asset or our biggest asset. We are an extremely customer-focused organization, and the best way to expand our relationships with our customers, keep our focus on customers, is to have folks with a customer-oriented personality on staff, and we make sure that we have that.
Does that how do you go about attracting some of these custom dev people, custom development people, and some of the other people that are highly skilled? How do you attract those in this job market?
Absolutely. It is hard because there are very few of them, but we have an excellent culture in place. Like I mentioned, we are very customer-focused. We create an environment which is based on flexible work environments, which is based on flexible hours. We don't prescribe how you get your work done. We emphasize on getting good results instead. And quite frankly, we offer a very competitive compensation and benefits package.
Mm-hmm. Do you have people that work virtually for the company as well?
At times, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you have operations overseas?
We do have operations overseas, and team members get to travel to our overseas offices as well as needed, which is always a good experience to learn from other cultures and other geographies.
What is the biggest challenge you face today?
Our biggest challenge is how do we replicate the successes we've always had faster so that we can grow faster. In the last 4 years, the Infogix business has doubled. Our goal is to double it again in the next 3 to 5 years.
Wow.
And for that, we need a few more good people fast enough.
Now, you guys are a privately held firm, or you're not publicly traded?
We are not public. We are privately held.
Mm-hmm. And what part of change would you say in the industry are you dealing with? I mean, what technology changes things, right? Changes the game all the time. What other changes, including technology, are you dealing with as the CEO?
Right. At the risk of sounding very cliched, the only thing that is constant in our business is change. And again, the types of organizations that we deal with and the verticals that we deal with, they are constantly subjected to change. We've heard about big data, essentially, you know, lots and lots of data coming in. We've heard of more and more regulation in each of the verticals that we play in, changing business models because of need for more rapid ROI. All of that is causing our customers to change, and we are staying lockstep and barrel with them to make sure we are there to help as needed.
You mentioned a little bit about doubling in size. Did you say in 2 to 3 years?
In 3 to 5 years.
3 to 5 years. So what is the rest of the vision? You're doubling in 3 to 5 years. What vision? How many more offices? How many more customers?
Absolutely. Well, first, within our existing customers, again, we have very large customers. Each customer is a market in itself.
Gotcha.
We want to increase a footprint in those customers.
Go broader, wider, deeper with them?
Wider and deeper with them.
Go.
Second, within the verticals or industries we play in, we want to keep adding new customers to our set of customers, and then potentially increase our footprint in other geographies.
Mm-hmm. Will you double in size in terms of employees at 450 now? Are you 900 by then, 5 years from now?
I don't have an exact number for that, but there will definitely be growth in the number of team members as well.
So for those people that are looking for a job, custom dev people that want a great culture and a good source of pay and comp, they may want to give you a ring. So we're just about out of time, but how do they get in touch with you, Sumit? What's the best way to reach out to you guys?
Well, a lot of our information, our contact information, is listed on our website. Please go on the website, look at the contact information, contact our HR team if you're applying for a position, our marketing team if you want to learn more about our business.
So www.infogix, that's infogix.com.
That's right.
All right. Well, I'm afraid we're just about out of time, but I'd like to thank Sumit for joining me, the president of Infogix, for being with us today. Thank you so much again, Sumit. And I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to the Playmaker Spotlight once again. I'm Dick Smith. You can reach me through my email address at dick.smith@vistagechair.com or check me out on LinkedIn. Stay tuned for more now of our Get Down to Business show with Salome Klein.
When all is said and done, and the Obama administration rides off into the sunset, what one overwhelming theme will be the lasting impression? Here's one. Asleep at the switch. While ISIS was making a rampage across the Middle East, we did nothing. While a Syrian dictator was killing 300,000 of his own people, we did nothing. When thousands of those same refugees came pouring across the border, we did nothing. Unfortunately, we were and still are asleep at the switch. So keep it here to learn what we can do about that. AM 560. The answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carol McHugh. The French military's carried out retaliatory airstrikes on ISIS targets in Syria.
We understand French jets have begun bombing Raqqa, which is the ISIS capital. But what type of effect that is actually having on ISIS, it isn't clear. The U.S. and its coalition partners simply do not have particularly great intelligence in Raqqa and in that area, so it's not clear what they are actually hitting.
Fox's Connor Powell in Jerusalem. 129 people were killed in the Paris attacks. Traders worldwide are wondering how the markets, both here and abroad, will react to the ISIS attacks.
The world is watching Paris and the response to the deadliest attack in years. Monday is also the final day of the G20 meeting, and we've also got some economic data on the agenda. The October CPI report is out. We'll get a look at inflation, along with industrial production and capacity utilization.
Maria Bartiromo with the Fox Business Network, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. The Jane Addams heading eastbound slows down between Roselle Road and Route 53. It's also pretty heavy between the Tri-State Tollway and the Kennedy Expressway. Once you're on the Kennedy inbound, it's heavy between the River Toll Plaza and Canfield. Also slows down between Austin and Irving Park, and then again between Kimball and Division. O'Hare to downtown is 33 from the junction takes 15. Outbound lane slows down between Irving Park and the Junction. It's also heavy between the Junction and Cumberland. Downtown to the Junction, 11 to O'Hare's 33. The express lanes look good. Eisenhower heading inbound Thorndale to the post office is 41 minutes. From Mannheim, 26. Outbound lanes from the post office to Mannheim is 18 to Thorndale, 31. Stevenson inbound, 355 to Lakeshore Drive is 35 minutes. Outbound lanes from Lakeshore Drive to 355 is 39. It's 61 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-963-6070.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-963-6070. That's 1-800-963-6070. 1-800-963-6070.
Hey, back on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. Thrilled to be joined by Senator Mike Noland, who is running for the United States Congress. Senator, welcome to the program.
Hey, Shalom. Thank you so much. Great to be here.
So, Senator, what possibly could motivate you from to want to go from the lovely halls of the state Senate in Springfield to want to go to Washington, D.C.?
Well, some have suggested that it is as much as my running away from Springfield as it is to run towards Washington, where many are predicting I'll have an even bigger headache to deal with. But I really do believe that I can bring some added value to the dialogue as between one party or the other. You know, we have both Democrats and Republicans primarily in the Congress. And, you know, I've learned how to work with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle in Springfield, and I really believe that I do a great job and hit the ground running in Washington.
Fantastic.
After
so
8 years in the General Assembly, I think it's time for a change.
So our listeners are asking, if you were elected by the voters of the 8th Congressional District and you were elected to go to Washington, D.C., and you got a call, assuming it's still House Speaker Paul Ryan from his office, and they asked you, what committees would you want to be on? What are the interests that you're most passionate about, and what committees would you want to serve on?
Oh, thank you. That's a great answer. That's a great answer. Well, everybody wants to be on Ways and Means. That's a committee where we decide the budget. I've had an opportunity to work on the budget, not been necessarily one of the budgeteers, but always been an important vote when it came to the budget in Springfield. And so I've had an opportunity to bring some funding back to my district that might not have otherwise been obtained had I not been part of those discussions. So I'd like to be perhaps on Ways and Means. That's a very ambitious goal for a freshman, I've no doubt. But transportation as well. One of the things I'd like to see us do is to transition the Blue Line from this antiquated technology that we're currently using. If you ride on the Blue Line, heading, for example, from Cumberland down to the Central Business District of Chicago, by the time you get there, your eyes are crossed, your ears are ringing, your head is rattled, and you just feel like you've been through an amusement ride more than a simple train ride from the suburbs to the inner city of Chicago. So what I'd like to see is this transition, that Blue Line, from the current technology that we're using to light rail, which is employed in so many major cities, metropolitan areas, all across the globe, all across the world, really. And I really do believe that as a member of the Transportation Committee, I might be able to work on that and take that Blue Line that runs all along I-90, all right throughout my district, leading from downtown Chicago all the way out to Rockford, quite frankly.
Wow, we're chatting with Senator Mike Noland, who is running for the nomination for the United States Congress. And Senator, you, as you mentioned, you've been in the General Assembly. What is your proudest accomplishment to date?
Well, not many people have the opportunity to actually alter the constitution of our state, but I was able to do that. The amendment that allows voters to now recall a governor who might be behaving badly, and we've seen a few of those over the last many years. We know the list is rather complete at this point. Let's hope it's complete. Let's hope we never, ever have to recall a governor. But the amendment that allows you to do so was my resolution that placed that on the ballot and allowed voters to decide to amend our Constitution to enable them to do so. And that was in 2010 that vote was taken. And I was the chief sponsor, of that resolution and had many co-sponsors.
So absolutely, that's an important bill, and that's something that you should be proud of. And hopefully we never have to employ those techniques. But we do have a history here in our state. So we've got about a minute remaining, Senator. How is the campaign going so far? What are you hearing from voters?
Campaign's going very well. We're leading in the polls. Polls are, the poll that's taken on Election Day, of course, is the most important one. But currently we're in the lead. We have about a 7 or 8% lead against the two opponents, my two principal opponents. So we feel very good about that. We're getting our message out. We're reaching voters. We have probably a record number of signatures on our petitions, which is very comforting. We have wide name recognition and very positive feedback from voters at this point. It seems like the more voters hear our message, and you can go to my website, nolanforcongress.com. You can read our story, read my story as to how I was elected senator and the long road getting there to begin with. And then you can also view my position on the issues, which I think are largely reflective of the district at large, which puts us in a very strong position going into this campaign.
Well, you have an impressive story, and I hope our listeners will take the time to get on your website, nolanforcongress.com, to learn more. While the general election is in almost exactly a year, the primary, which is an important part of this campaign, is coming up just a few months away. So stay engaged in the issues for our small business listeners, for entrepreneurs out there. You know how important these issues are, and we need you to be engaged. NolanForCongress.com. Senator Mike Nolan, thanks for joining us on the program. We'll be sure to check back in with you. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Don't touch that dial.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Edens from Lake Cook to the junction, it's about 25 minutes. The Kennedy inbound, heavy between the River Toll Plaza and the junction, also slows down between the junction and Division. O'Hare to downtown is 36 minutes. From the junction, takes 16. Outbound lanes on the Kennedy, a little slow between Irving Park and the junction. Also pretty heavy between the junction and Cumberland. Downtown to the junction, 11. To O'Hare's 33 minutes. The express lanes look good. On the Elgin O'Hare Expressway, 190 heading eastbound between O'Hare and Mannheim, it's heavy. It's because of road work taking out the right-hand lane. Eisenhower heading inbound, Thorndale to the post office, 42 minutes. From Mannheim is 27. On the Stevenson heading inbound, 355 to Lakeshore Drive is 35. From the Tri-State, 25. Tonight, 47 and partly cloudy, currently 61. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at tandemhr.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
People
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-600-7926. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-600-7926. 1-800-600-7926.
Back on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and something that keeps me up at night is what are we doing for our veterans? Here to join me in that conversation is Eric Enquist from USAA. Eric, welcome to the program.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much for bringing this to the Chicago area.
You got it. Thanks for joining us on the program. So, Eric, what is USAA doing about this, and is there hope for this important issue that plagues us all around the country?
Well, I appreciate it. USAA is partnering with the Hiring Our Heroes Foundation at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce for the third year, producing the best places for service members and their families who are looking to separate from the military to find the best potential opportunity for their life after military service. This year, we focused the list actually on three top tens. One is for those who are looking for higher education, the best opportunities for them to look for a higher education. Another is for focus on careers after the military. And the third list is for those who are looking to start their own business, a focus on entrepreneurship in the top 10 metro areas across the country that provide the best opportunity for them to start and grow their business.
So, Eric, you are working together with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and certainly you have many opportunities to talk to the business community. What are people saying? What is the hesitation? And how can we in our small business community do more to encourage hiring of veterans?
Well, I'll tell you, the first is really the onus on the veterans to start early and make a plan, know what they want to do. And that's really the impetus for this list, is to give them a focus on areas that may not have originally been in their consideration set and where the best opportunities exist. On the hiring side, the opportunity for small business owners across America to recognize the value that veterans bring to their business. It isn't necessarily that it's a handout to veterans, but it really does make good business sense, the value that veterans bring to businesses and differentiating those companies that are willing to hire them.
Are there any specific companies that you want to call out that do a fantastic job and make a conscious effort?
Well, I can tell you that for our entrepreneur list, it's interesting to see that most of those cities that rank high, Asheville, North Carolina, Sarasota, West Palm Beach, really are aligned with service-oriented jobs and hospitality industry. They're either destination cities or retirement communities. So the veterans that are looking for work can probably find the best opportunities that are aligned with their core values of service in the military and extend that into a civilian career. So those companies that are in the hospitality industry would really, really be well-suited to hire veterans.
So, Eric, you're touching on something really, really important, that this shouldn't be looked at as a favor for veterans. Frankly, veterans are coming with a very, very strong skill set, and I think this is really veterans of all ages. What are beyond the hospitality industry, why would a business, let's continue that discussion, why is a business best suited to look at hiring from veterans coming back from serving our country?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of it stems with their leadership capacity, their complex problem solvers. They operate in nebulous environments. They are very detail-oriented and results-oriented. So companies that are looking for gaining an edge, for driving change within an organization, having self-starters among their employee base, should look to veterans to fill that role.
That's fantastic. So you are you're focused on this effort around the country, but for our Chicagoland listeners, how are we doing in the Chicagoland market? Is there a strong need for veterans seeking employment? What are the numbers?
Well, I would tell you that Chicago is not in particular top 10 list, but that doesn't mean that Chicago is not a great area. We know that the Great Lakes area is home to all of the Navy boot camp and early entry training. So there are a lot of veterans that settle to the Chicago area. And really, truth be told, there are no bad areas. And we understand that there is more than just the objective numbers that we looked in terms of entrepreneurship or education and careers when considering separating. Many times it's close to family networks or other opportunities. So we would say that Chicago just needs to continue to do what they are doing in the areas of recognizing the value that veterans bring and continue to push for veteran hiring, much like you're doing, and bringing it to everyone's awareness today.
Absolutely. And beyond actually hiring, is USAA and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce looking for additional partners in the Chicagoland area? How can our listeners get involved and encourage their organizations to do more as well?
That's a great question, and I would encourage them to go to the Hiring Our Heroes Foundation website, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and always look at usaa.com/careers for opportunities to partner, always looking at extending our network, either through the Joining Forces Initiative with the White House or the 100,000 Heroes job effort, also being sponsored with the Hiring Our Heroes Foundation. The more that we can do to not only continue to hire more veterans, but to communicate the effectiveness and the importance of having veterans among employee bases, regardless of the industry or sector, is important.
Well, an incredibly important issue, and my call to action to our listeners is reach out to Eric from USAA. He shared the website, usaa.com/careers. Get in touch with them, let them know about employment opportunities, and also involve your organizations, involve your chambers, involve every possible organization. This is an issue that can't be resolved by one person alone. We need coalition partners. So, Eric, thanks for joining us. usaa.com/careers. We'll check back in with you on this very, very important issue. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Shalom.
Absolutely. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. After the break, we've got more tips, advice, and information for all of you small business listeners out there. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts. Find out who's going to be on next week on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Visage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plan. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-943-5856. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-943-5856. That's 1-800-943-5856. 1-800-943-5856.
You can always get on my website at shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts from this week's show, past weeks, and find out who's going to be up next on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be your daily on the morning show, 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Today's employees are expected to do more with less, which has become a major source of stress at work. That's what Vicky Hess, who's an RN and an author of Shift to Professional Paradise, 5 Steps to Less Stress, More Energy, and Remarkable Results at Work. Other sources of stress on the job include worries about performing well, as demands rise and time diminishes, pressure to constantly be plugged in, and squabbles with coworkers and disagreements with the boss. In fact, some jobs can affect your mental health so much that unemployed people seem to fare better. According to recent research, people in a bad job defined as job insecurity, sky-high demands or heavy workload, little control over workload, and unfair pay had either the same or worse mental health than unemployed individuals. But while you might feel helpless and stressed at times, there are ways you can empower yourself and change your job situation for the better. Here's some 6 tips that might help you stress less about work. Take care of yourself. The people with job stress is that the problem is that it makes people sick, both psychologically and physically. For one, you could seek professional help for your symptoms and engage in activities that are relaxing and helpful to you, like yoga and really hanging out with friends. Shift your mindset. In her book, Vicky Hess says that you should create a professional paradise, which is really a state of mind. It's not the employer or the paycheck. So it isn't exactly what actually happens at work, but how we perceive events that matter. There's a 5-step approach. Stop, take a deep breath, an action that Hess says that we don't do enough about. Don't take any knee-jerk reactions. Take one positive action to improve your environment. Resolve your concerns. If there is an issue, pinpoint your source of stress and consider how you can resolve those concerns. For instance, if you're stressed about a project, consider who could help to clarify the scope and required tasks. If it's a conflict with a coworker, think about what you can do to resolve it. Basically, the key is to take a problem-solving approach and try to fix what is within your power. Practice gratitude. I would suggest you think about one thing that you're grateful for every day at work, even if it's as simple as being thankful that your boss buys bottled water for the office. Every time something good happens at work, write it down. At the end of the day, you might be surprised at how many good things actually happens. And on a related note, spread the love. I would encourage our listeners to do something nice for your coworkers, such as leaving them a treat. Pay it forward. Hang with a great crowd. Get to know the people at your office and spend time with them. Really get to know them and reconnect with what you loved about your job. I would recommend find out what is good about your job. How am I helping somebody? Make the connection to a strength of yours or in a way that you're making a difference. People become more satisfied and you'll have a more friendly, a happier work environment. And now it's time for your networking tip of the week. Set your networking pacemaker. If a business does not have a sufficient supply of leads, it slows down, can fall short of its financial targets, and worse. Setting a networking pacemaker to ensure a minimum flow of fresh prospects with the ability to step up the rate according to what the business needs can have a dramatic effect on the bottom line. First, allocate an appropriate amount of time each week to accomplish your networking goals and objectives. Second, systematize your networking by attending some groups repeatedly, attending other events for new leads and setting criteria for leads, and proceduralizing follow-up actions. When you approach networking this way, you can create a steady stream of more than enough leads to grow your business at a healthy rate. It's like you set your networking pacemaker. It really works. There's so many more tips that are available on my website at shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts of Get Down to Business and find out about some great networking events that you can use to sort of set your networking pacemaker, as I explained. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends over at Tandem HR. They are your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. Give them a call. Tell Bruce Liam that you heard about them on Get Down to Business. Their phone number again is 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777. Next week at this time, we've got a great lineup of guests. Keep listening to Get Down to Business every Sunday at 6 p.m. Get on my website, shalomkline.com. Follow me on Twitter, @shalomkline. To success, let's get down to business. Have a fantastic week. We'll talk to you next week on the show that's all about small business.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,